it's going to help us in terms of improving our working lives, giving a bit more time to get rid of the mundane, do more focus on what we want to focus on. But of course, we've got to appreciate the risks, which is why we've got the Global Safety Summit in Bletchley Park coming up in the 1st and 2nd of November, when the Prime Minister is going to be meeting global leaders to understand the risks, see what we can do about it, so we can then harness the benefits.
Well, that is what I wanted to talk to you about, the safety of AI. Many people are sceptical about the use of AI, especially concerning things like deepfakes and job losses. How will the government make sure it's used responsibly?
Well, we're talking to people. There are companies like Adobe that are coming up with schemes that can watermark images and these kind of things. And it's important that we work through what works, what doesn't work, because we want people to have reassurance that what they're seeing is reality. So that's going to be difficult. It's going to take time to work through. The thing that's going to test us, of course, and it's already testing us, is election disinformation and misinformation. We've already seen a deep fake of the leader of the opposition, Keir Starmer, that's been registered as a fake. But in terms of job losses, the jobs are going to change. They always have changed in terms of the economy. And we've got to train more people up. So that's why we're training more teachers to get computer science and data skills in at school. We've got AI conversion courses to bring in people to work in the AI sector that don't necessarily have a computer science background. And we've got the lifetime skills guarantee so that adults can also just retrain as circumstance changes.
So would you say overall that AI is a positive thing?
I think it is a positive thing. As I say, what we've got to do is understand and mitigate the risks. There are risks. So the challenge should be not to admit that. But we can spend all our time thinking about Terminator-style robots and how it's going to be the end of the world, end of everything, without realising the benefits, whether it's just simply making our diaries more efficient through to better medical diagnoses. I was with a company yesterday that are looking at neural implants to have AI and semiconductors that work with people with Parkinson's, for example, to improve their quality of life. These things are really already transforming the way we live.